You know, the Word of God comes to us just beautifully and powerfully, and one of the challenges that comes right out of the gate is the first reading. And can we find 10 people in Sodom and Gomorrah who are worth saving?
Amen.
And that becomes the question for us. Can we find 10 people in Pascagoula that are worth saving?
Amen.
We better hear in St. Peter's, I can tell you. Okay? And then the second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, he really tells us who Jesus is. And he takes us right to the cross. And he says that Jesus is the one that's taken all the bondage that we have, all our sinfulness, and he's brought it to the cross. And as he died on the cross and sacrificed himself for us, it is forgiven. We are forgiven. Wow. And I agree, that's an amen.
Amen.
We've got a couple of folks that don't know amen yet, but we'll get there. We'll get there. All of that brings us to the gospel today. And St. Luke's gospel chapter 13 is so precious to the church because the church, as Jesus, teaches how to pray. Teaches how to pray. And he gives us the Our Father, of course, in that reading. But there's more that's really there. And it's really captured in a story that I ran across with St. Teresa of Calcutta. And that's, of course, Mother Teresa. And I'm going to roll on you. All right? I'm going to roll on you. So Mother Teresa, as you know, she lifted up over 5,000 people that were dying in the streets of Calcutta. And this one particular story is about a man who was living in the basement of a building. The windows were totally black. And she had found out about him because he was a lost soul completely. He was an old man and he lived in almost complete darkness. Almost complete darkness. And it was not just darkness of light. It was darkness of life. Darkness of hope. And she came to visit him. And when she came to visit him, she couldn't tell where he was in the room even. It was so dark. And finally he answered, "Why are you here? Go away, I don't need you." And she just simply began to putter around in his little room and began to clean up stuff. He said, "Why are you doing that? Don't do that. Don't do that." And then she came upon a lamp. And she began to clean the lamp. She said, "Stop doing that. It doesn't work. Stop doing that. There's no reason for it." She said, "No." She just kept doing that. Kept cleaning it, cleaning it, cleaning it. And then she found a way to light it. And it lit up the room. Literally, lit up the room. And the man just simply said, "You know, why did you do that? It has no meaning whatsoever." And she just simply said, "This light is the light of faith. This light is the light of God. This light is the light that's meant for you. Will you light it every day if I send my sisters to you every day?" And after a while he said, "Yes. So the sisters came to him every single day for weeks. And finally one day, the man said to the sisters, "It's okay. I understand. I know now. I know now. I understand. You don't have to come back anymore. I will come to you and tell that first sister that I understand now. The words that she gave me, the words of faith, the words of hope." And the question was what else do you need? What else do you need? And that was enough for him to know that someone cared enough
to just ask that. Just ask that. Well, the Gospel of St. Luke is about that. And it's really a moment of faith. God the Father saying to us, what else do you need? What else do you need? God the Father saying that to us. That wonderful phrase that we use together, and you're going to go with me on it, so here we go. God is good. All the time.
God is good.
Now that's where it comes down to. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that? Because it really is a statement of faith. And that's what Jesus is calling the early church to, and that's what he's calling the church of St. Peter's to, is faith. Faith. And trust in God. Because the Gospel said to us, if you, with all your sins, and he's speaking about me too, if we, with all our sins, know how to give our children good things, how much more will our Heavenly Father be able to give you good things? I mean, that's an amen. They're still not awake. Hit me with it. It's 9 o'clock. Hit me with it. That's an amen moment. Hit me. There you go. Okay, we're working it now. All right. So it really is a prayer moment. It really is a prayer moment. And as we stand before our loving God that loves us so much, that gave us his Son who died on the cross, we open ourselves. We open ourselves. Prayer in the end is not us trying to persuade God to do something. God already knows what we need. I mean, we already said God is good. It's about us uniting with God. It's about us becoming one with God. It's about letting God give us the grace we need to live the life he's called us to live. To be the witnesses he wants us to be. To be like St. Teresa, who lit that lamp in the life of that one old man and brought him back to life. That's who he's calling us to be for one another. To bring each other to life.
Amen.
Oh boy, we're still not awake. Hit me again. Hit me again. Amen. We're working hard here today, guys. So, we come before the Lord Jesus in this Eucharist. And we say, voice of God, speak your word. Face of God, look upon me with your love, that I may be filled with your love.
Amen.
Eyes of God, touch me with your glory.
Amen.
Touch me with your glory. Touch me with heaven.
Amen.
Hands of God, just simply heal my heart.
Amen.
Heal my life. Heal my soul.
Amen.
Arms of God, hug me into me. Just hug me. Hold me close. Hold me close. Heart of God, bring me into the love that is your true love for us, the sacred heart of your Son, Jesus. And bread of God, body of God, fill me. Fill my hunger. Fill my need for you. Give me your life and your love. For the Father knows what we need.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on, sit down.